Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Cara Rota. Our guest today is Joe Guerrera, owner of the beloved Citarello Markets and author of the book Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Cooking Seafood. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So I just want to jump right in and ask, what do you think it is that people find so intimidating about the whole process of choosing and then buying and then cooking fish?
You know, I think it's a little probably more, it requires more patience and timing than cooking a burger or cooking chicken. And I think because of the timing that's required, people become intimidated because literally, you know, you could cook a piece of fish a minute and a half on each side. And if your cell phone rings, you're done. So don't answer your cell phone. But, you know, I think it's because of how delicate it is.
So maybe it's that need to focus. It's not a set it and forget it food. It's something where you really have to be engaged.
You definitely need to focus. Absolutely.
And that's kind of one of the things that I love about cooking fish is that it does require you to pay attention. So when you're cooking, say, a salmon fillet, a kind of basic, you know, piece of fish that most people feel at least a little bit comfortable with, what are you looking for? How do you get to success from going to the supermarket and picking out the right piece to figuring out a way to prepare it that's going to work for your everyday life?
I think it's really simple. I think they have to pay attention. It's really about paying attention and, you know, the time that it'll take to cook a piece of fish is relatively quick compared to anything else they're used to cooking.
You advocate in the book, I know that you like to cook fish pretty simply and pretty cleanly, not a lot of sauces, not a lot of things added. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of the quality of the fish that you're looking for to go with that sort of a preparation?
Well, I believe it's page 22. I have my rules. So let's go to the rules. Number one is always use the freshest ingredients. Not just the fish. That goes for the olive oil. That goes for sea salt, not table salt. I never use table salt. and always depend on a timer, never a thermometer. Everything is always about time. As I said before, if someone calls you, if your phone rings or whatever, pay no attention because you're gonna ruin it. One of the tricks is any kind of flesh fish that you have, you should always pat it dry on both sides. Pat it dry.
So similarly to when you're cooking a steak, you want to get that sear on it.
Well, no. When you pat the fish dry,
It'll
then you could put a rub on it. Then you could do whatever you want to it, but it's got to be dried first. It'll be too wet. Then you have to preheat your grill to a high heat. You got to get that thing hot. And once you put it on, once you figure out your desired temperature that you want it, whether you want it rare or medium rare or well done, if it's 2 minutes on each side, 3 minutes on each side, whatever it is, just flip it once. Be patient. You put it on the grill, wait for your 2 minutes, and then flip it for two more minutes.
So be patient, pay attention. A lot of it's really about kind of learning how to focus on something that's not that complicated but really does require precision.
Absolutely.
So I would say I'm a fairly confident home cook. I can cook a piece of salmon. I can cook some shrimp. But I'd like to level up, and I'd like to feel comfortable doing things like cooking an octopus or cooking a whole fish to serve. What are some techniques that home cooks can use to gain some of those skills and kind of get to the next level?
Okay. So I'm going to give you two examples. When people are boiling shrimp or steaming shrimp, there's been stories, wait for the water to reboil, wait for this. Forget it. You take a pound of shrimp, you throw it into boiling water, you look at the clock. When it's 2 minutes, you take it out, period, and you're done. And then the trick is to put it into cold water to cool them down. Then when you're done with that, you should salt that cold water because if you salted the water before, once you cool them down in fresh water, the salt is going to be gone. So you got to resalt.
That's so smart. That's such a subtle little thing I Very would have simple. Never thought of.
So that's for shrimp. For a whole fish, you know, I talk about a one pound fish, whether it be a bronzino or a porgy or a red snap or whatever. You know, what I would recommend is I put it in a bowl and I oil it up well, and I'll put a couple of pieces of lemon or rosemary sprig in the belly. Ready to go, spray your grill, make sure it's hot, put it on the grill, look at the clock, 5 minutes, pick it up by the head with a tong, flip it over, 5 more minutes, done.
So you're really relying on the timer a lot. We're not thinking about the thermometer. We're not thinking about anything else.
Totally time. Total time.
Over your career in the industry, what are some of the seafood trends that you've seen rise and fall? I feel like there are moments when a fish will kind of become hot and then maybe less popular, and a lot of it has to do with pricing. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of what you see as maybe things that home cooks could be looking for that they're not maybe buying right now?
Years ago, when I first started Citarella, we sold, a couple of 100 pounds a day of flounder filet and maybe half that much of cod. Today, I have 7 stores, and I don't sell as much with 7 stores. The trends have gone away simply because at that time, the price was below $10. Now it's $20 or above, and price does matter. But not only that, but now you have a lot more selection than you had years ago. You have your farm salmon. You didn't have it at that when I started. You didn't have your farm bronzino, or even your tilapia or your catfish. You had none of those years ago. So the trends have changed, but then again, when you're talking about something wild, you can catch. There's times where local sea bass will be abundant and plentiful, and other times it'll be 3 times the price. So it depends on the catch also.
Before we continue, a quick word from our podcast sponsor. Are you looking for an easy way to batch cook healthy food at home? Whether you're cooking chicken, seafood, veggies, or anything else, Joule Sous Vide is the tool for you. Joule heats food to the exact right temperature and holds it there, so it's hot and ready to serve whenever you're ready to eat. There's no guesswork, and nothing is ever over or undercooked. Whether you're making chicken for 2 or pulled pork for 20, the process is easy and reliable. You can even save time by cooking right from frozen. Drop vacuum-sealed frozen protein right into the pot. There's no need to defrost. Joule is small and mighty, so you can cook a lot at once. If you can fit it into a cooler, you can cook it with one Joule. Need inspiration? Cook from over 100 step-by-step recipes in the Joule app. To get yours, visit chefsteps.com/Joule and use code CLEVER to get $15 off for a limited time. That's chefsteps.com/Joule, code CLEVER, Joule. Perfect food every time. And now back to our podcast. So when someone goes to the supermarket or the fish counter to talk with a fishmonger, or maybe there isn't a fishmonger there and they're having to make these decisions on their own, what are some of the things they can look for to kind of look for the quality of the fish, look for color, look for things that are going to make them feel confident about buying it?
I'm going to make you laugh, but this is very true. It's like you looking at your computer or a TV and then watching it in HD. Fish should seem like you're looking at an HD. It should be that sharp.
Wow. Really? It's that noticeable?
That's the more sharp in HD it is, the fresher it is.
So really you kind of see the freshness in the color, in the kind of resilience of the scales, all of that.
All of that. The shape, the lines, because the older a fish is, the line, the sharp line will spread with age.
Oh, that's fascinating. I never knew that. Not only do you have so many great fish recipes in the book, but you really talk about putting together a whole plate. You have so many sides. You have so many ways that you're thinking about this, not just as a piece of fish, but as a whole meal. How do you like to serve fish, and what else do you put on the table to round it out?
Well, you know, I like healthy eating, and some days I feel green, so I'll do a broccoli rabe. Some days, if I want a little bit more refreshing, maybe I'll have some corn and edamame. It all depends on weather conditions, I guess. If you want to, you know, if it's winter out, I would do something a little bit more, you know. When it's hot like now, you know, I want to do it quick and easy. So
you're thinking about seasonality in the whole table as much as you are in what fish are serving.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
What do you see as the future for kind of Americans eating seafood? I think there's so many questions about sourcing, about sustainability. You know, like you say, so much of our habits have changed over the years. What do you think is in the future? What do you think people will be eating?
Well, my mission is right now is to, especially now that we have the internet and we have shipping that we didn't have years ago, my mission with the book is to be able to, if you live in Des Moines, Iowa, or you live in Omaha, you can get the same fish as if you're in Citarella in New York, because we will ship it the next day. By 10:30, you'll have it. So that's my mission right now.
Joe, thank you so much for coming to talk with us today. It's such a beautiful book and just so useful. There's so many great tips for anyone. So thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Check out the book, Joe Knows Fish, Taking the Intimidation Out of Cooking Seafood. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.